Independence Day. Well, out of the freedom in a free country, and we have a free to do a lot of things, right? And but in terms of talking about the freedom and freed and all those free things, and we are enjoying, we need to think about the cost of the freedom too in this morning, I believe. And especially in this morning, since many people are free to go on a vacation, and then I believe that they are thinking about God and worshiping God wherever they are in this morning, because I do believe that this is the divine appointment time we do have every week to meet Christ. When we are thinking about freedom, there should be a birth first. And when I come to the church, or when I meet new people, and since January 1st, and I try to learn the names of the people, and I try to get to know people, dive into the lives of the people in the congregation. Well, to be honest, I do progress one by one every day, and every week, and every month. But it did not go the way I planned it, to be honest. By this time, I should know everyone's name, everyone's life, and so I can be more effectively be with you as a pastor and as the person, Sunny. But I failed. I needed to admit that. And also, I needed to make sure that you know why I failed. You needed to spend time with me too. Not just with one-way direction in relationship. It should be a two-way direction. That on January 1st, I arrived. That is a creation moment, that a moment of the relationship, you and me, and Song and me and you and all of that. But since then, how much time do we spend together to build a relationship? 2 weeks ago, I went on an ASB trip. 57 folks. We stayed together, and I saw the characteristic of the people, young and old, and they do, yeah, personalities comes out. And when we meet a short period of time, we can hide our personality in some character we do not want to reveal. But is that when we spend a whole week, we do see inside out, pretty much. Because during that time, we are tired, and we have no way to guard ourselves. We just said, say whatever, you know, this is me, right? And I got to know people by spending time whole week. That is one of the benefit or the benefit I was getting out of the ASB trip, the mission trip, spending time with the people in the congregation 24/7, literally. And it was amazing. In order to know God is the same thing. You and I needed to spend time with God. Once a week, 1 hour worship, yes, you will check it in. You can let your God know you are here and then let God know what you are going through in your heart. But if you really wanted to know God, and if you really want God to know who you are, spend time with God. And today, since last week, we are talking about naming God and building relationship. What kind of name we have of God in our personal life shows that what kind of a relationship we do have. From the beginning, God gave us a name, God's name. First name God gave us is Elohim. Today, so we're going to cover two names of God, Elohim and El Shaddai. Elohim is from the Genesis chapter 1. God created everything in the beginning. I'm just going to quote it just Bible in here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God, the name Gosho. This God in here, first verse of the Bible is Elohim, which means gods of many. God, meaning here is God is Elohim, which means plural form of a God. Usually in Hebrew context, I'm going to approach that linguistically in here. El is a God, but Elohim is a plural form of El. But in here, in the book of Genesis, when God, when Hebrew use a God named Elohim, they do not use the verb plural, verb go with the plural subject. They use a singular verb to go with the plural form of the subject. It doesn't go well grammatically, right? It's almost like they is, T-H-E-Y, and instead of R, they are using is. They is. Grammatically, it is wrong. However, theologically, it is right. But is in Hebrew Bible, especially Torah, the first books in the Bible, first book in the Bible, which is called Torah or Pentateuch, they use Elohim, the plural form of the subject of God, and they use the singular form of the verb is to show the three persons in one God. In even the Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it said that, then God said, let us make man in our image. Let us, that means more than one person is there. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, in the same page, and on the same chapter, I mean, in the same page, and then on the same verse, and he said, let us. If I'm the only one, how can I say let us? There is no one out there to make it us. I is I, right? But here, the Genesis chapter 1, it clearly said, let us make the man in our image, not my image, not your image, but our image. Clearly, theologically, it is right to see the Elohim, God, mighty. God is powerful, the creator God. Since we are talking about creation and creators in here as God, we believe Trinity God in here. And then I think that it is appropriate for us to remember the birth of the persons in our congregation. And since January, I was kind of tempted I have a little uneasiness in my heart that not to celebrate the birth of the people in the congregation. Birthday is very important. That is a beginning. God the Creator, God claimed His name, Elohim, the Creator God with a mightiness, from the beginning. But we are not celebrating the mightiness of God in our personal life, which is starting from on our birthday. So, I was trying to wait until I compiled all the people's birthday in the congregation. Well, I feel like it's going to take a while. So I decided to let it be whatever, and then whoever has a birthday in January, and then I would like to compile everyone's name on their January, and in February, whoever I know of, and I decided to celebrate one by one each month. If I miss your birthday, call me up, all right? And then starting July, I'm going to be serious about celebrating birthday because that is the beginning of your life. That is the beginning of God's mightiness through the creation of you on the earth with the mission. And especially today, I decided to come out of my uneasiness and to single out one person in our congregation. Karen Moore, could you please stand? I didn't get a permission from her, but today is her birthday. I think that let us sing the birthday song together for her. And she has been a music director for many years for this congregation. She gave birth to many music ministry in the congregation. And through the creation of Karen on the earth, there were other creation comes in. Elohim exists in her personal life. And continuously, Elohim, the God of creator, is continuously exists in this congregation because of the birth of you. So let us celebrate at least one person in the congregation today. Let us sing the birthday song together. Ready? Go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Karen. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. I am so thrilled that she is in our congregation. This congregation to continue the Creator God through her life, through the in the music ministry, in the life of the congregation. Elohim is the beginning. So I want all of you to remember on your birthday, God of Elohim, which means God the Creator. God created me. God created this congregation. God created another the ministry through the creation of you on the earth. So that is the remarks that we needed to remember. And then continuously, when I read the Bible, it comes on and on again and on again. Whenever God created something, Elohim, the God, the Creator, comes up. When we turn to Genesis chapter 17, the God accomplished the covenant relationship with Abraham for giving a birth to a child at age 99 of Abraham, right? And then this moment, it talks about Shaddai, El Shaddai, God of sufficient. El is a God, and a God of creator, God almighty, but it is El Shaddai, I mean it's a sufficient. God is a sufficient for us. God almighty is a sufficient for me. God almighty is a sufficient for everyone. When we read the Genesis, throughout the Genesis, the Elohim and El Shaddai comes hand in hand, back to back in here. When Abraham and Isaac, Jacob and Joseph, they bless generation to generation. When people bless their sons and daughters, they use El Shaddai. God Almighty is sufficient for you. Whenever they bless their child, they use El Shaddai. God is sufficient for you enough. You do not need to seek any other place. When Asa blessed Jacob, he used Elohim, El Shaddai. And also, generation to generation, El Shaddai is coming. Question for you here. How sufficient God is for you? Are we seeking someone else in our journey? Or we are using God as our insurance to make sure that if something happened, God will cover the issues we are dealing with? How effective El Shaddai do we have in our personal journey? Think about it. Going back to the naming thing again. When I arrived here, people asked me, how shall I address you, Pastor Sunny? And I said, you already addressed me. And then I called it, I'm Sunny. Sunny is enough. In order to build a relationship, we need to know who we are first. And the other name is given depend on the relationship we are building. In church, yes, I am Pastor Sunny, but before that, I would like to be Sunny first. Without knowing Sunny, you're never going to know how Pastor Sunny functions in church. Without knowing you in person, I'm never going to know how you are contributing your leadership to the congregation. And or how you are living and making a call, making a decision on the certain issues. Without knowing you, it is not possible to get build a relationship. El Shaddai, how sufficient we are. In order to know, we need to know how sufficient God is in our personal life. Going back again, frog, my personal journey. Why do I need to fully rely on God? Because I am not sufficient enough to be the pastor, to be honest. Academically, yes, I am somewhat because I went to school for it. And I took the test, I passed the grade, and I passed the test with the passing grade. And then I took all kind of exam, and then I passed it all. And my academic training support that I am certified, and then I am qualified. But inside of me, I don't feel that I am qualified to be the ministers to the church. I am not qualified to be the pastors to the church. Creation. Think about it. God did not create me to be the minister. God did not create you to be something else, but you are who you are. I prepared the one slide, the video clip about creation. The Elohim, El Shaddai, go hand in hand in here. So Creator God and Sufficient God, we are going back and forth in here. So by looking at the creation video I prepared for this in this morning, think about the Creator of God for whole world, and the Creator of God for you personal life, Creator God for your personal life and a family in the church. Think about the Creator God and how sufficient God He is as El Shaddai in your personal life. Let's look at the video. Creations. And then Creator, do we really do know how God created us, how created a universe? With a small understanding and limitation is a humanity, it is hard to capture. So we are still journey to capture the knowledge of God. Why God created, how God created. Some people are spending a whole lot of time and energy and entire life, some people, to understand this Creator God, Elohim. We Christian followers of Jesus Christ, we just accept it. Do you know what Jesus, God said to Abraham? And then when God called Abraham, called out of the yard in chapter 12 of the Genesis, and then he called out, and then trust me that I will make you to the father of nation. He accepted. He believed that. He came out of the comfort zone and journeyed towards the promised land. But what happened within the same chapter? He was at the 75 when he was called out. And then the meaning is you and I have no excuse being called by God at our age. If you are over 75, maybe there is a little excuse for the room, right? But if you have no excuse for being called in our old age or young age. When God said call, that is the creation moments of the mission. And then the same chapter, in chapter 12 in Genesis, his face is kind of shaken. He's not fully trust God. Even though God said, I'm Elohim, God will create you. I will make you to be the father of a whole nation. He believed and he stepped out and he goes, oops, I feel like I make a mistake, but I need to protect myself. So he was getting into self-sufficiency and then lied to Pharaoh that his wife, Sarah, is his sister. And then when this lie created more lies, God intervened and tried to make him right. Now right there. And then move on to the chapter 16. And then he still, this time, Sarah, the wife, she was confused about the promise and journey. And then she said that I am too old to give you a child. So here is Hagar, my servant. Have a good night's sleep and give a birth to a child. And then they gave a child, Ishmael. And then that's not the promise. She was relying on self-sufficiency. Not just relying on the sufficiency of God. And then from chapter 17, it started like this. If you are able, read the chapter 17, verse 1 together with me. This is the main passage for today. All the troubles that they created by relying on their own self-sufficiency, God said, don't do that. Verse 1 of the chapter 17, Genesis, it goes like this. Let's read it together. Ready? Go. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Stop there. 99 years old. 20 years later, God said, still, my covenant is valid. Do not rely on your own desire and agenda. I'm sufficient in here. Lord appeared to him and said, I am God, El, and an Almighty, El, Elohim, Almighty, which means El Shaddai. Walk. that God means that God is commanding this Abraham, don't rely on yourself. Walk. Walk before me and be blameless. This is order. This is order for Abraham. This is order for you and me. Yes, God promised a lot of things for you probably. God made so many promises for me. Sometimes, how long, God, I need to wait? I ask God. How long? Am I not well enough? Am I not behaving enough for you to give me the promise, the answer right away? How long do I need to wait? How long? For me, the one prayer I ask, keep asking since my childhood was going to England. Since at age 10, I read one book during that time, and the book, I do not remember the title of the book, but this book created amazing scene. The Thames River and then foggy, and then the lady in the main character in the book had a cup of coffee in the Thames foggy riverside in the morning. I would like to recreate that scene in my personal life. So I decided to pray to God, God, please let me go England someday to sit in the Thames River Cafe and in the foggy in the morning to have a cup of coffee. That was my dream. And then since my young age, I was praying and praying. This dream never come true until when I was in 20th. But I kept praying and praying because I do believe that God will answer me, even though it is goofy prayer, not related to the ministry, because it is my personal desire. But God knows that my desire, and God want me to be happy all the time. And then at age 20, in 20s, I'm not defining my personal age in here, in 20s, somehow I was sent to England to represent the United States in a Methodism, to attend the World Methodism, in a World Methodist Conference. While I was there, I got to visit the Thames River, and I got to stay in the hotel nearby Thames River. I brought myself out of the hotel room early in the morning, even though I'm not a morning person, because a dream is just about to come true. And I have a cup of coffee there, right there. Thames River was not that clean, though, by the way. And then we created a scene after 20-some years later. During that time, I was not so sure God will answer my prayer or not. How do I know? I keep my prayer journal every day. Elohim, God the Creator, is El Shaddai, God who is sufficient, who can be relied on, fully reliant. So I'm encouraging you in here to follow the direction. Hold on to God, the sufficient God. God the sufficient. El Shaddai. God said, walk before me and be blameless. Let us not question God. Even though the promise comes later on in our personal life, not following, God is not following our personal agenda and a personal plan. But God has a plan for you and me. God Elohim, God the Creator, Almighty, is God sufficient, El Shaddai. Elohim, God, is El Shaddai God, who is sufficient. God created you and me to be sufficient in the presence of God if we walk before God and blameless. God also created this institution of the communion sacrament. We do know that God sent only begotten Son to restore sufficiency in our Christian walk. Before Jesus died on the cross for us, Jesus took the bread and gave thanks to God and broke the bread and gave to his disciples and said, take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you, for many, because I love you so much. I would like to create new you through this body I'm giving you. Take and eat and recreate yourself in my presence. In the same way, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to God, and gave to his disciple, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood shed for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sin." Forgiveness of sin means a new beginning. I am creating a new journey for you. By taking this new covenant, you are new you, so you can fully rely on El Shaddai, who is sufficient for you, enough to do whatever you needed to do. Please rely on me, El Shaddai, through Elohim God, who created a new covenant for you. In belief of the Elohim and El Shaddai God, let us offer a prayer for a moment. Elohim, El Shaddai God, we gather together in this morning to worship you and praise you. We would like to remind ourselves that you are Elohim God, God of Creator, who is Almighty, and God of El Shaddai, who is sufficient for us enough. So we do not need to rely on ourselves or rely on anything but you, El Shaddai God, Lord. Please give us wisdom to unite us with you, Elohim El Shaddai God, in this morning. In Christ's name.